welcome to TIYA After Dark, the bonus feed for This Is Your Afterlife, unbound by the format of the main show, which my guests and co-hosts joining me love that I say and start the podcast that way. Thank you for subscribing and supporting my work. Special thanks to folks at the producer tier, Katie Llewellyn, Fred Fidoa, Shubha Singh, G. Debo, and Doc Lobster, MD. The folks who love and even gave me the idea for the specific phrasing unbound by the format of the main show. It was their idea and I just say it to please them. Are Drennan Quinn and Daniel Strauss, my good friends and fellow comedians. Hello, dudes.
Unbound, baby.
It's not, there's no format here that's not bounding here. Me, dude.
I'm confounded exactly. By the unbounding, dude.
Although I do feel so a little restricted by the unbounded format.
I feel
slightly restricted. I feel like the unbound is kind of a little constricting.
Do I need to bind? Can I help that feeling?
No. Okay. It's too late.
It's beyond.
Okay.
It's too far gone. I've walked away too far.
Drennan, do you want to say what we're doing today?
Absolutely. This is your Afterlife After Dark live at Pink Floyd, live at Pompeii.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean for the listener who has no idea how we're set up and what we're about to do?
Yeah, well, we're at a concert that's put on by Pink Floyd at Pompeii that was recorded in 1977.
Mm-hmm. So we all have the YouTube video. That's a great job, Trent.
Thanks, man.
We all have the YouTube video queued up to start. I'll tell you, listener, if you would like.
Oh, I was just gonna. I was gonna make it so we were like at the concert.
Well, we can do that, but I think for the listener to the show,
yeah,
they might want to play the video at the same time.
Oh,
so they know what we're seeing.
Kind of like Pink Floyd and Citizen Kane. Dark Side of the Moon.
Wizard of Oz, but yeah.
Yes, what is it? Wizard of Oz. It's not Citizen
Wizard of Oz.
Kane.
I've always done Gone with Citizen the Wind. Kane.
Pink Floyd and Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. How many times have you done it?
Upwards of 70.
I'm always doing it with Citizen Kane.
I'm always doing it with Citizen Kane.
So I will put the specific YouTube link, who knows how long it lasts, in the description of this episode. When I say play, we will be starting at the zero mark. I think this video has no ads, so we should be good there. And basically we're just playing this concert video and we're going to talk over it about whatever we want. I think, is that the idea? Jim?
Yeah. We're just at a concert and that concert happens to be when we're live. And then it happens to be that the concert we're at is Pink Floyd live at Pompeii.
Okay. I think we've pretty much got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'll do a countdown. I'll count in. I'll do a one, two, three, and then on four is when we start the video. Sound good?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Okay. All right, listener. So here we go. One, two, three. And start the video.
Wow.
So there, you can time it to that Sony Music Vision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is where I might have to ride the fader a little bit because the first 2 minutes of the video are just the pulse.
Spoilers!
The pulse? Oh, like the sound of the
pulse? I think that might be the name of the song.
Is it?
Okay.
Because I was just thinking... I don't know that many Pink Floyd songs. So for me...
And this is like pre-Dark Side. This is before anything...
Oh, no, really? This,
and they had a couple of hits in the 60s. They're not doing any of those. They're just doing all their... This is truly... And this will make sense once you see the film. But this is a concert for a little bit of... Little puddles of mud.
Yeah.
Hot puddles boiling mud.
How disappointing.
No!
Thought maybe I'd hear, I do know a few of them.
Yeah, you're not going to hear any of the ones you know.
yeah, that was my experience of just kind of previewing the beginning as well.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're familiar with Umaguma or Metal.
No.
Or
Echoes seems to be the one that they're playing a lot of, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't recognize this? The sort of boat foghorn noise?
Oh, I recognize it. I know they do use that
later, yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
I've never seen a live concert film quite like this one.
Nobody has.
You know, for
I mean, we've
listener,
not seen any of
there's
it.
There's no image. Exactly. You're having the same exact experience we are right now. It's a one-to-one comparable experience. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Oh, geez.
Pretty beautiful.
Now,
huh?
This is not.
Have you guys ever been to Pompeii?
No.
No. Have you been to Pompeii? You spent time in Italy.
I went when I had it. Okay, this is a little louder than I.
It sounds good.
So
it's supposed to be loud at a concert, dude.
I know, but not at a podcast. That's the sort of balance.
Yeah, but the podcast is live at the concert.
I understand.
I
did go to Pompeii in a European history class. We had
that makes sense.
A trip to Europe, and we went to Pompeii. It's pretty fucked up, dude.
Yeah,
you can see people like frozen in ash.
Yeah, it's wild.
But what are they? I mean, isn't it time to maybe knock some of that down, build a data center or something? I mean, what are we keeping this here for?
Yes.
Very good point.
This was
right?
pre-data centers, so maybe it is a data center at this point. We can only hope.
I hope so.
Pink Floyd at Pompeii. We're seeing the title card here.
It's good
Looks
titles.
Like they're setting up for the concert.
The concert's kind of started.
Really?
Yeah.
Could've fooled me.
Yeah.
I'm listening to some sounds a baby could make on a piano. Right now, you give old baby a drum set and a piano with the right preset, baby, come up with this.
I don't know, dude. I think it does. I think there is a certain level of attention that a baby wouldn't be able to provide here.
How old is
it? I think it'd be cool if a baby was like a minimalist composer. That would be a very cool baby.
I agree. Hey, no argument for me, brother.
Yeah, how would you train your baby to be the next Philip Glass? People put their kids in soccer and in the sports and in the gymnastics that they want them in, but what do you, are there composing classes?
I'm sure there were baby, there infant, not infant, toddler DJ classes in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you don't need to take a class for this though. This is just like plinka 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 doo doo. I mean,
you know what? I gotta be honest, dude.
Get put a baby in a class for this? Oh, so he just got done with his soundscapes class. You know, he's pushing 2-3 keys on a piano.
That would be sick, dude. A baby in a soundscapes class?
Dan, I feel like you're really minimizing what's happening here.
I mean, it's just, it's
being a little
slowly,
reductive, bud.
Slowly, you know, zooming in on the band.
Yeah, and they're playing. They're also.
Are they playing? They look like they're all crowding around a piano watching TV.
Those are the sound guys, dude.
No,
those
I'm talking
the
about
sound
in the,
guys.
No, in the middle there on the left. Look, there's three shirtless men hanging out around a keyboard.
Yeah, he's adjusting his knobs,
that's,
dude.
Well, they're all
those
learning
are
how
also,
to use the keyboard in real time.
Look,
was this
those are like guitar techs, dude. Those aren't the band. The band is,
Roger Waters is coming
out there.
One of the guys in the band ain't got no shirt on. Two of the guys ain't got no shirt on.
Well, it was probably hot.
It is hot. That's the thing about Pompeii, they don't tell you. Dave can attest to this. He went there.
It was hot. The thing I remember is they didn't have a good toilet. I had to do the squat thing when I had to take a dump at Pompeii.
Squat and what?
Over the hole.
Ticking away the hours that make up a dough.
No, they're not doing. They're not doing any of that, dude. None of that,
dude. Do you see? Does it look like they're playing Citizen Kane right now? They're not doing that one, dude.
Look at it. Look at my man Anthony Kiedis up there in the corner.
Buddy. No.
Well, I gotta give it to you, Pompeii. You know.
Here we go.
Yep.
This does kind of sound like the ticket. The the tickets that make up a dull day. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's not yeah. ticking away.
Ticket
the seconds that make up a dull
tickets
day.
Tickets that make up your taking, dog's day.
Taking the tickets, going to the Ferris wheel on a dull day.
This song's called... No, they're not right. playing no, time. You told
that
me time's
song's
not
called
on this
time.
One.
They ain't playing time.
Oh boy, an hour.
There you go. See, you can now see the see which guys are the guys in the band.
This is a genius way to fill an you know an hour long concert.
Let me ask you this:
first
10 minutes
is just woo.
There's no audience.
Well, because it's Pompeii, nobody's there anymore.
Everybody died.
Right.
Yeah, they kind of showed up a little late for the concert.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
A great gig in the sky. Love this one.
It ain't great gig in the sky. Hey, which one is which one's David Gilmour? Which one's Roger Waters, do you think?
The guy now is not either of them. I know what Roger Waters looks like, and David Gilmour, that's David Gilmour, the straight hair boy.
Okay.
Roger Waters is not singing on this song. Got these nice Sennheiser microphones. The little gold,
yeah, these are good mics, dude.
Not by today's standards.
I think they are. Sennheiser's still pretty good standard.
Nope. By today's standards.
Okay.
No one.
What's a good one okay, by gotcha. Today's standard?
Oh. I mean, any of the... Well, they got rid of the gold. That's what you have to understand. They realized that the gold was bad for the sound. So if you ever see someone using a mic now with gold, they're like, they don't understand how microphones work. Because the gold is reverberating.
Is that right?
Is that true? Daniel, I think you just nodded.
Yeah, you're making stuff up.
Yeah, I think it's true, man.
You know who's really figured it out is Tony Hinchcliffe. He uses a red mic.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the best audio quality you can get from a color is red.
Yeah. He's a guy
yeah,
who thrives
great
on
audio
great
quality.
Audio quality.
Yeah.
People rave about the audio quality yeah. of his performances.
Yes, but it's a lot of audiophile guys calibrate their stereo to kill Tony.
That's why Asia, the cover of Steely Dan's Asia has that little red
yeah.
line on it.
You just yeah. got a guy like sitting there turning knobs and you check. That's why I fired my Mexican housekeeper. He's, oh, it sounds perfect.
Yeah, it sounds so yeah. good. Yeah. It sounds so good.
It's perfect.
It sounds great. Everything he's saying, the way
yeah.
it sounds
is good.
Is good.
Yeah. Well, this is a good concert so far.
I would say they could do a little more.
Yeah.
Well, it is the first song.
Okay, so let me ask you a sort of sincere question. Got this milky mud bubbling.
Hot
is
mud.
Is this pretentious or is it just cool?
Well, they're not wearing shirts, so I feel like if it was pretentious, I feel like maybe they would be a little, like, dressed up, you know?
Hey, I just have to tell you something.
Please.
I did what? Mute it, but for some reason when I hit play, it turned the sound back on, but I just figured it out and I turned the sound off.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
I wasn't hearing it.
All right, I'm enjoying
it. I wasn't
right
either.
Now, but I'm only hearing one track. I mean, I'm, yeah. It's
oh, it probably.
Now.
Oh, it did probably sound like little kids messing with instruments when it was.
Yeah.
Coming, you were hearing.
I mean,
double.
I don't think. I think Dan's. Well, I think his insult was
Dan.
Still scanning to me.
Dan, yeah. Now I understand why you said what you said about it,
yeah.
And I forgive you.
Well, kind of like a little baby at the beginning.
Oh shit. Did it stop? Did
okay.
The sound
yeah,
stop
the
guys?
Audio just completely dropped
yeah,
out.
Yeah, totally can't hear a thing.
Okay.
Not hearing
don't,
nothing.
It's just
like
my computer
wailing
going
on these drums.
Yeah. Apologies, listener. You're still watching. Okay. There we go.
Oh, nice. Oh, it's back. Oh, that break was good, though.
Yeah. I hope some other people show up to this concert. Feel kind of weird. We're just the only three guys in the audience here.
Yeah, and we're not even really like paying that close attention, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got some red tape on those drums. That's why it must be why they sound so good.
Yeah.
Red is the best audio color.
Yeah.
Fidelity wise. The
gold is
the thing this is reminding me of. I actually had the experience yesterday of I was in a little strip mall and there was a guitar center and there were like five goofy looking like 13 to 16 year old white kids standing outside the guitar center.
Sounds right.
And it warmed my heart. I was like, we're so back, baby. Dudes rock.
Yeah. That's true. That's so awesome.
It is. I mean, it is weird to like, I would not have thought you would see that might even be Gen Alpha, but see kids at a guitar center.
Oh yeah.
In 2026?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because guitar center like sells yeah, kids yeah, kids and guitar center, you know, they also sell like all your mixers and you know keyboards and you know, it can be kids. I do feel like popular music is a little less guitar focused than it used to be. Guitar driven.
Yeah, but Geese are bringing it back, dude.
Wow. Well, yeah, well, TBD, but
are they still a thing? I kind of feel like everybody still like exists. Passed Geese. There was like 10 seconds where it was like, oh my god, this is it, Geese. And then there was an article that came out that was like, actually the whole thing was fake, they were a plant, you were supposed to think they were cool. And then there was another article that came out that was like, that's not real,
that's so stupid,
don't read that article.
That
article's dumb,
right? And then they were like, actually just forget the whole thing.
That's yeah, I think that's like right.
I mean, they didn't have another album to promote. I think that makes it hard to stay in the zeitgeist, you know? People will give a shit when they put out another album.
Didn't the guy already go solo?
But you can do both.
Yeah, what's the name?
Yeah.
Cameron Winter.
Actually, I like the solo record a little bit more than I liked the full Geese experience.
I didn't hear it.
Now this part is silly, right? Where they're they're kind of green screening themselves.
I don't know they're thinking. What are they doing?
Listen, I gotta be honest. Who else was doing that? Green screen was probably like brand new. You know what I mean?
They just only had red screen before because they thought, but they didn't think about its video. They thought it just had the sound.
Yeah, red screen's not good for video. You really need green screen, and Pink Floyd maybe figured that out.
Yeah, probably.
That's Pink Floyd tech. Now when you see your weatherman, you can go, that's Pink Floyd tech right there.
It's so many speakers. Do you realize how many speakers there are?
Yeah.
I mean,
should we go back and count?
Well, you know,
we'll have time to count.
You know, I played in a band in high school.
Yeah, how many speakers did you have?
Maybe two. We'd have speakers like this.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Well, especially here because it's literally no audience, but...
It's just them. What do they need all those speakers
for? It sounds good. I'm count 1, 2, 3.
That's Roger Waters 4, in the black and on the bass.
Playing bass.
5.
Yeah. Anti-Zionist hero. Anti-Zionist icon, Roger Waters.
For a long time.
Yeah. EDS guy.
I think the speakers is maybe the coolest part.
Well, I think the cinematographer would agree with you because they just spent about 20 minutes. Oh,
now these guys are at a bar.
You know, it's like when you listen to the Beach Boys, it's like, oh, what do their speakers look like? You know, that's why they called it like the wall of speakers, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I would be interested in what the Beach Boys speakers look like. I know you're being sarcastic, but I actually think that's really cool.
I bet, you know what? I bet this Beach Boys speakers are kind of nerdier than Pink Floyd speakers.
These just all look like the same speaker, and they all just say WHEM on
they're
them.
They're pretty cool.
I mean,
do you think they reused this?
Reused what?
The speaker shot.
No,
it
kinda
looked like they were just kind of starting back over from the beginning.
Oh, I thought you were asking if they reused.
Did you
the speakers.
Catch these ones?
And I think these are single use speakers. I think
they interview them a little bit here.
Yeah, this is. I think it's the recording of Dark Side of the Moon. That's being
I don't think so. I think they're in a. Diner. This, I think this is the Pompeii diner.
Yeah, this is where all those people died in that volcano.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were like, "Moves over Miami." Oh. You know.
Just to be clear, Drennan, just to get the one thing I do know about history, they didn't die in the volcano. That wasn't the problem. The volcano exploded, erupted.
Pick them and up.
No,
put them in.
No,
the ash and the lava encased them. They weren't.
This is
the
one thing I do know about history. Pompeii was a city built inside of a volcano.
The soil is extremely lush inside of a volcano.
That's
so
right.
You can live, I mean, people live there.
I do think that's why the Italian, tomatoes and such, the produce in Italy was so much better. I think it's the soil.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I'm just saying the people in Pompeii who died
lived inside
in
of a
ancient
volcano.
The opposite, they didn't.
No, they did. They did die. It's not the opposite.
Yes, they
that they lived forever. It's the opposite of that.
No.
They died living inside of a volcano.
Nope, it's the opposite of the circumstances. They, in fact, lived outside of the volcano. That's how powerful volcanoes are.
Yes, but opposite that, inside. I
don't think equipment could take over. In no way, I mean, but sure.
Yeah, in volcano. Still do.